In 1979, a dam at a uranium mine collapsed. 90 million gallons of radioactive waste shot down the Rio Puerco. It was the largest release of radioactive material in U.S. history, and it happened in Church Rock on the Navajo Reservation in northwestern New Mexico. No studies were ever done to learn how the spill might have affected people living nearby. Now, New Mexico Representative Ben Ray Lujan and three other congressmen are asking for a progress report on a study that Congress authorized 4 years ago. Here's Representative Lujan.
They compared this to Three Mile Island, but because New Mexico was in a remote area, this was with the Navajo Nation, it did not receive the attention that it deserved.
But it isn't just the spill at Church Rock. Throughout the Navajo Reservation, there are more than 500 abandoned uranium mines. Leona Morgan is with the group Eastern Navajo Diné Against Uranium Mining. She sees firsthand how the legacy of uranium mining still impacts Navajo families today.
2 weeks ago, I was in Mariana Lake looking at the abandoned gold mine, and the family is living literally within, 100 feet.
In 2005, the tribe banned uranium mining, but thanks to some jurisdictional disputes, 4 new mines are planned for within the reservation's boundaries. That has the Navajo worried about groundwater contamination. And for Morgan, it goes beyond drinking water and jurisdictional issues.
If these things hurt the land, it's going to affect how we live culturally forever.
On KUNM's Conservation Beat, I'm Laura Paskus.